The Mind Aware 523.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantra password. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantra password.
There's nothing quite like a Dana rant.
Say it over and over and over again because it makes me so happy to have something that rhymes.
Stop, cancel, clear. All my love is here. Stop, cancel, clear. All my power is here.
Like, oh my God, I was always told never to be selfish.
I know. Exactly.
I just love it. It's just the little things, right?
Hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today, we have a question from a listener about social media. How do you step away from social media? It's a valid question. You know, somebody wrote in, and by the way, if you ever want to get your question on the show, you can go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. And we'll answer your question on the show, too. So this gentleman wrote in, and he said, how can I successfully step away from social media? Now, not a lot of detail in that question. So I'm going to go at this from a three-step process, because if you are wanting to step away from social media, you're going to have to go through the same three-step process. So step one is you have to ask yourself, what is the story that you're telling about social media? In other words, why do you want to step away from social media? Because if you have that desire to step away from social media, there's a reason for it. You have a why behind it. So the why could be something like, I don't want my time to be sucked into all of this social media world where you get lost and you're not in control of your time. Or it could be, it's taking up too much time and I'm not getting enough payback in my business for it. So there's all sorts of reasons why somebody might want to step away from social media. Maybe they feel like they're addicted to social media, or maybe they feel like they don't like it and they're trying to grow their business using it and it's an exercise in frustration. So in order to move forward, step one, and this goes for anything you're talking about, anything in your business you're talking about, whether it's going to networking meetings or whether it's doing podcasts or any activity that you want to step away from or that you want to engage in, the question to ask yourself is why? Why do I want to do that? Because if you can figure out why, then you can figure out the story you're telling. And there is no good or bad story. You're just going into it with the right information. So one of the things we know in the Train Your Brain Sandbox is that it doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. What matters is the story that you tell about it. You've got one of four choices as a brain trainer. You can do the thing and feel good about it. You can do the thing and feel bad about it. You can not do the thing and feel good about it, or you cannot do the thing and feel bad about it. So actually, as brain trainer, you really only have two choices. Do the thing and feel good, or don't do the thing and feel good. It makes no difference in growing your business, because everything else is a story. All of it's a story. I need to step away from social media because it's sucking up my time and it's not a feel good. So which is easier, to change that story or to do the step away? I want to step away from social media because I, you know, think it's evil, right? Which is easier, to change that story or to do the step away? Now, in this particular question, even though there's not much information, there's a little inherent idea that this person's having a hard time stepping away from social media. How do I successfully step away from social media? I don't want to have anything to do with it. So what's the underlying story? I can't build my business unless I'm on social media. I can't build my business unless I'm on social media. How can I step away from social media? Right? Either change the story, right? Or actively involved in social media. One or the other. So step one is figure out what's the real story that you're telling. Step two is decide. Decide what you want to do about it. Do you want to change the story or do you want to take the action? You know, sometimes I think people who are in the mindset niche like myself, we can get accused of being a little bit airy-fairy, like, oh, you know, you just think that, oh, think happy thoughts and rainbows and all that stuff and life is just going to be good, which is true, by the way, just saying. However, having said that, I'm not anti-action. Sometimes action is the easier path. If you have a headache, you can lay down and think it away. You can take an Advil. You can use some peppermint oil. There's all sorts of, arnica. There's a good homeopathic recipe, right? You know, you can do all sorts of actions, or you could do all sorts of thinking to get rid of the headache, and all of them are perfectly acceptable courses of action slash thinking. Makes no difference what you decide. The question is, what's the path of least resistance? Which is easier, to change the story or to change the action? So without more information about exactly why this person wants to step away from social media, I can only guess. But let's say it's the reason to say, I can't build my business without social media. How do I step away from it successfully and still build my business? Well, in some ways, you have to kind of logic with yourself, no matter what path you take, and just ask yourself, has anybody ever, anytime in the history of the planet, done, fill in the blank with whatever you think the story is, built a business without social media, or stepped away from social media successfully, or used social media in a fun and responsible way that was spiritually satisfying? Like, has anybody ever in the history of the planet, in the history of humankind, done what you want to do? Well, if the answer is yes, then you can too. So what's the path of least resistance for you? No matter what the question is that you have, but in this case we're talking about social media, what's the path of least resistance? Once you figure that out, once you're like, look at, I feel so strongly about this, I hate this so much, like it would be so much easier just for me to never go on it again and never deal with it again, let's say that's your solution, well then you got to train your brain to really think that and believe that and make it your reason for success. Whatever you decide, make it your reason for success. So if you decide to step away 100%, then you start telling that story, ever since I stepped away 100%, things got better and better and better for me. And you don't have to tell that story for 21 days or 30 days or 100 days. You just have to tell that story for one day, for 3 minutes. You'll start to feel the momentum of it. If you do it for 3 days, 72 hours, your reticular activating system will kick in and you'll start to see evidence that it's working for you. So you have to proactively think in your head the new story and use that ever since statement. The ever since statement is so powerful because when your brain hears those words, it says, oh, that's true. We did that. We stepped away from social media. We did that. That's true. That thing happened. And so it automatically thinks whatever you say after it also is true. So if you start saying, ever since I started eating a banana on Thursday mornings, your brain says, oh, that's right. You are eating bananas on Thursday mornings. That's true. And then you can fill in the blank. My business is booming. Ever since I started eating bananas on Thursday mornings, my business has been growing by leaps and bounds. And your brain goes, yeah, I'm in on that. I will help you. The reticular activating system will start making that happen. So that ever since phrase is so powerful. And you can use it immediately supporting your decision. So make a decision of which is the path of least resistance, which is easier. Is it easier to change your story? If it's easier to change your story, rather than just say, that's it, I'm done, I'm getting off social media. Ever since I left social media, my business is booming, I'm healthier, life is good, things are so much better. Imagine telling that story over and over again. Imagine how light and easy that feels. On the other hand, You could easily, just as easily, tell a story of, you know what, I made my peace with social media. And ever since I made my peace with social media, I find it so easy to just go on there when I need to and leave when I need to. It's really been supporting me. I'm finding the engagement fun. I'm building my business that way. More tribe members are finding me. Ever since I made that decision to make my peace with social media, things have been going so well for me. It's like that was the turning point. I just need to quit, give up the resistance. Once I gave up that resistance, it feels so good now. And either one of those stories is completely valid. And either one of those stories will build your business and move you forward. So it's up to you. You get to have the life you want. You get to make your own decisions. You get to figure out what's the story I'm telling about this thing. And should I change it or should I stick by it? And either way, I can be successful because I'm a brain trainer. I'm here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and I know how to be a proactive thinker in my head. I know how to build my business the easy and fun way because I know how to use my brain for success and leverage my brain for success. And you can start right now. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.